With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hornswoggle or no Hornswoggle?
Hornswoggle.
Well,
oh,
I don't know quite. It is a Hornswoggle.
It
yes.
is.
Yeah, the local ones, the Canadian, are the smaller ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it's not Hornswoggle, it's Hornswoggle.
So he got one right.
He's got it right.
Congratulations.
One for
all right,
one.
That's
okay.
One.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Yeah, all right. That was worth being on hold 40 minutes. So, shooting, if you're hunting, you ever hunt pheasants before?
No.
Okay. But take a shot anyway. No pun intended here. If you are hunting pheasants, using shotgun loads of 4 to 6 shot is a good all-around load for pheasant hunting. Hornswoggle or no Hornswoggle?
I will say no Hornswoggle.
Hey,
we got a winner.
Give us a ring over there. Okay, let's see if you get the last one. Though gray squirrels and fox squirrels can often be found in the same woods, they don't really often interbreed. Hornswoggle or no Hornswoggle?
That is no Hornswoggle.
Hey, 3 for 3.
Wow.
All right. That's
He's a
true.
Smart guy.
You're a smart cookie, Pete. So anyway, what would you like as far as bait mate? What flavor for fish? What do you fish for?
Walleye,
you got it. And do you want some Coleman DEET or DEET-less?
Oh, DEET.
DEET, okay.
DEET's good stuff, yeah.
Okay, 40%, 100%, what do you think?
100%.
Okay, we got you there, Pete. It's on its way. Thanks for holding. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Pete.
Thanks, sorry, Pete.
All right. Take care,
and
man.
Now it is time for the sports update with a little late, but that's all right. With Ryan Horvath. Take it away, Ryan.
Seat of our pants.
I can't believe all three of us forgot.
Sports Flash right now.
Happy Saturday morning from the Masters Z's WSSP Sports Update Studio. I'm Ryan Horvath. Get end of summer savings at Masters Z's in Waukesha. Masters Z's, the place to go for your new grill and patio furniture. Shop the great selections today at Masters Z's in Waukesha and find them online at MastersZ's.com. First on the Fan, the Brewers take game one from the Giants 4-2 on Friday night. Ryan Braun hit a two-run homer in the first inning, scoring Lorenzo Cain to put the Brewers on the board. The Giants would answer back with two runs of their own before Jesus Aguilar hit a two-run double in the seventh inning to give the crew the lead for good. Josh Hader would come in and pick up the win. He pitches two scoreless innings, strikes out 5, walks just 1. Brewers look to take game two tonight at 6:10 when they send Gio Gonzalez to the mound. Gonzalez will make his pitching debut for the crew after being traded from the Washington Nationals just a week ago. Elsewhere around the NL Central, more good news. Cubs, in a rain delay last night, they don't end up playing in Washington, so they're going to play a doubleheader today. The Cardinals get beat in walk-off fashion last night against the Tigers. They lose that one 5-3, so the Brewers now own a game-and-a-half lead over the Cardinals for the top National League wildcard spot. Week one, just 24 hours away. Packers host the Bears on Sunday Night Football, kickoff at 7:20. After the game, tune into the Green and Gold postgame show with Bill Michaels and former Packer and Badger Gary Ellerson. College football today, the 5th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers host New Mexico at Camp Randall. Kickoff scheduled for 11 a.m. Some other notable games, Chip Kelly and UCLA take on number 6 Oklahoma. Georgia travels to South Carolina. In tonight's nightcap, number 10 Stanford hosts number 17 USC. I'm Ryan Horvath, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Listen live on the radio.com app, 1250 a.m. and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
From Lake Michigan to the Mississippi and every river, lake, and field in between, let's talk everything outdoors. Yeah, it's time to hop on the crazy train. All aboard! Welcome to the Midwestern Shooter Supply Cutting Edge Outdoors, presented by Coleman Insect Repellents. Fasten your seatbelts for a wild ride through Wisconsin's outdoors. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Crazy train with the Midwestern Shooter Supplies Cutting Edge Outdoors.
Well, thanks for joining us for the second hour with Danny Bush and me, Tommy the True Neubauer, Ryan Horvath on the boards. And, you know, as we like to tell you, we come to you every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. We are live. We are unrehearsed. We invite you to call into the show at 799-1250. That's 414-799-1250. Got any questions or comments? We're going to try to get a hold of Paul Mihalik, see what's going on out there on the Madison chain.
We're always...
And Danny, well, and I'm blaming you for the Hornswoggle problem. I'm blaming you.
We are always well-rehearsed. Tom and I get together and have meetings for hours every Wednesday night. We talk about at 6:40, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
At 7:10, we're going to do this. Yeah, this is an organized show, my friends.
We want to thank Pete for being so patient with us and holding on.
And we want to thank the people in blue, law enforcement officers out there protecting us. Cutting Edge Outdoors supports our local law enforcement and national law enforcement. 110%, we support the military. We respect the firefighters, first responders, people out there protecting us. Thank you for doing what you do.
And now we have Paul Mihalik on the line. He's an expert fisherman. Hey, Paul.
What's happening, Paul?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. We had a caller earlier asked us about the Madison chain, like what's the launches like, or if they got a high no wake going on.
Flooded,
what do you know? What do you know?
Well, I know there's no wake on all the lakes there.
Okay.
There is a couple boat launches closed, and I talked to my buddy up there, and he told me he thinks the no wake might be in effect until ice fishing season, possibly.
Oh, geez, really?
He said the water is so high. He said it's going to take a long time. That's what he was hearing and all. But things can change. But it's all no wake right now.
Yeah, because I bet you those launches are just underwater right now. I mean, they're just all the way up to
I know
parking area.
The old bridge launch on Monona, that's closed.
Yeah.
You can't even go out there. But he said most of the launches opened up again, but most of them were all closed.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, so that one's closed. Some of the others, though, have opened up, you're basically saying.
Yeah, there's only one or two, it sounds like, that are still closed. But, you know, no wake on the whole lake, which is it's good for fishermen. It just takes you a little bit of time to get where you're going.
Unless
you like to do a lot of trolling, you know.
Paul, how has your season been in the last couple of weeks? Can you give us a little synopsis?
It's been pretty good. I've been fishing Delavan and Winnebago and Pewaukee.
Okay.
I just started fishing muskies again this week. I just shut it down a little bit for about 7 weeks. I didn't get out there. I just chased other stuff, you know, like Winnebago and Delavan, and that was good too. And now I'll probably do 90% will be muskie fishing.
How you were out? You said for muskie this week. Then you went out and gave it a shot.
Yeah, I was out. I was out on Wednesday.
How did you move any fish or what?
Yeah, I got a 36, a 32, and had a big one up that wouldn't eat. But both fish that I caught. Hit way out, you
really?
Know, and which is, you know, that water's so clear now.
Right.
I haven't been out, you know, like I said, it for like 7 weeks. But my first part of the season, it was not, you know, we had eight fish. We had 44 fish up to the boat, caught seven out of the 44 fish we saw, and out of the 44 fish we saw, we only had two fish turn on figure eights.
Yeah,
is really unusual. You know, back, you know, years ago, you're catching, you know, well over you know, 60% of your fish were on figure eights. But now that water is so clear, I think with the zebra mussels, how they cleared up the water a little bit, those muskies, they can really see you. So,
hey, I got a question about Delavan Lake. When were you there last?
Yesterday.
Yeah? How'd you do?
We had a 22-inch walleye and, like, 22 blue panfish, 22 bluegills.
Did you find any crappies? Were you fishing for
them
at all?
No, and that's... you know, that's always a sign of fall, too, when you start, the crappies start moving back.
Yeah.
Last week, we had two crappies out there, but very, very few crappies so far. But they will start appearing again.
Yeah. Well, I'm going out there tomorrow, out to Delavan, and hopefully it was about this time last year, we caught a lot of big crappies, big perch, some nice bluegills. I mean, other fish, too, but, you know, bass and northern and that. But I'm looking forward to hopefully finding those fish active and hungry tomorrow.
So. Yeah, there's, you know, I think they'll be starting to slide back up into the weeds and weed edges pretty quick. And
yep, and that's right where we got them.
Yeah,
that's right where we got them last year, you know, on about, sure. There was about, I don't know, about 10, 12 feet of water, weed line edges, you know, and we go to the south end, you know, on the big flat there.
Right.
And
yes.
That's a good spot. But we're also going to, you know, do some bass fishing, too, and see what else we can catch just for the heck of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, fishing bluegills, you catch a lot of bass.
Yeah.
A lot of nice bass in that lake. Yeah.
Hey, Paul, what's the water temps on Pewaukee right now?
When I was out there, it was 74.
Wow, still pretty warm.
Yeah. But, you know, it's... And I know it's supposed to warm up again in a couple of days, but yeah, these, you know, with the cooler nights and all that, those water temperatures won't go up much anymore.
No, they'll start dropping fast with the cooler nights.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
And that'll be good for us fall fishermen, for fall fishing. That'll be good.
I love it. It's a favorite. September is probably my favorite month of the year, especially for casting for muskies.
Yeah, gotcha. It's a good time of the year. It's a good time up in northern Wisconsin, too. September
exactly.
is always good.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good. All right, Paul, well,
thanks,
thank
Paul.
You. I'm going to give, by the way, if you want to contact Paul for a guide trip, 520-0542. I would recommend it highly. 414-520-0542. If you want to catch a muskie, call Paul. You better call Paul.
Oh, geez.
We'll see you, Paul. Take it easy.
All right, take it easy.
Okay, bye now. You know,
Tom made it funny.
Yeah, better. We should.
That's the first good one I've actually ever heard. You tries to be funny, but you're normally terrible.
I mean,
we're funny.
I get no respect at all.
Oh, jeez, there he is, trying to be funny again. Ha ha.
Seriously, when I used to golf with my one brother, he'd wear this goofy looking hat. And it always reminded me of that in Caddyshack when Rodney Dangerfield, when that one guy was buying that one hat, that stupid looking hat, the Japanese guy. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, and then he would say something like, "Oh, but on you it looks good," you know.
Oh yeah.
You know, because he said, "Who? What do you get? A free bowl of soup? What do you buy?" And then he saw the Japanese guy with the, "Oh, but on you it looks good," you know. And I would always do that to my brother. I'd tease him about that stupid hat he was wearing. It was some straw thing, you know. And he's like, "Oh God!" Always reminded me of Rodney Dangerfield.
A straw hat.
Yeah, it was like a fedora only made out of straw. So it was kind
of. Speaking of, I got to get a new Cutting Edge Outdoors hat.
Yeah, we got them at Smokey's Musky Bait and Tackle Shop
Bar and Casino.
Yeah,
right there on the lake, Highway SS by Waterfront Pub.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you get that Cutting Edge Outdoors hat. They got them in camo,
yep.
You know, camo with the orange Cutting Edge Outdoors. They got the black ones with the white writing, and I think black with the chartreuse writing. So they really stand out. They're really cool. Yeah, definitely.
You know why I got to get another one, Tom?
Why is that?
Well, I used it as my hunting hat, one just like you.
Yeah?
Now
you didn't lose it, did you?
Well,
they also have orange ones for the deer hunting season.
Right, well. What happened was Waka's daughter, Tahi, and her neighbor friend, Mia, from across the street, the two twin 8-year-old terrors, were running through my apartment, and they grabbed my hats. And one of them said, "I want a Cutting Edge Outdoors hat." So How are you going to say no to a little
right,
girl?
Yeah.
So I said, okay, Mia, you can have the hat. So she took the hat. And I don't think I'll ever see her wearing that hat ever again. God knows that hat is probably laying behind a dumpster on the ground somewhere. Soon as she lost interest. But hence, I need a new Cutting Edge Outdoors hat.
Well, I think they'll give you a deal on one.
You got a have you got a hookup for me to get a Cutting Edge Outdoors hat?
Yeah, I think so. I think you can get a deal on one of those.
I could use one. Because I might, you know, get it.
Since you are the Cutting Edge Outdoors.
Well, hunting season is here. Yeah, when we come back, maybe we can talk a little hunting when we come
Yeah, let's back. Do that. And of course, like Paul was saying, like if you're into crappie fishing, they are going to be, you know, a lot of them spend a lot of time suspended. A lot of them are on deep weed line edges, but they start moving in a little closer when it starts getting a little cooler. And
by golly, I can't wait
for tomorrow. Here's the thing I was going to tell you real quick. We were going to go to Winnebago. But they're calling for windy or high winds, and I don't want to be on Winnebago if it's really windy out. So my son said, well, then I want to go to Delavan. You know, time might be right for us to hit those crappies. I mean, you'll always catch bass. You'll always catch northerns. You might catch a few walleye. But, you know, you always catch those other fish and bluegills. But what we're looking for are the bigger crappies, the big perch, and the big bluegills. And hopefully this will be the right time tomorrow. So we'll see. I got to go to bed early because we're going to get up early. So.
You're old. You always go to bed early.
Yeah, but even earlier. Okay, we're going to be right back.
As soon as he goes home today.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. Ryan, you can hit it now here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Well, folks, you know what time it is. We almost forgot to mention it, but it is time for the NFL football picking contest, which we do yearly. Now, Danny's won it a few times. I've won it a few times. Our producers won it a few times. I don't think the callers have ever won it, but I don't know. I'm not sure, Danny. Do you think the callers have ever won the NFL football picking contest? I don't think so.
I don't think you'd remember regardless.
I don't think so. Anyway, all right, it's a new season. Same rules as before. The callers have to either tie or beat us, and which means that you're going to win. You're going to win a $10 gift certificate to Curly's Waterfront Pub on Pewaukee Lake. That is definitely worth playing the game. Now, we got a caller on the line. We got Paul?
Paul, yeah, I should probably turn my mic on.
Yeah, not the same Paul.
We got the NFL music going?
This is...
That's a different one.
Yeah, this is a weird NFL films we got going here. I don't.
Well, you know what? We'll clean it up next week. We'll get it going next week. But anyway, so let's get our caller on the air and let's make our picks, Ryan.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Paul, you there?
Yeah.
All right. You know how this game works, right?
Yeah.
All righty. We'll let Ryan take it over. He'll tell us who's playing and what the point spread is.
The first game is.
So we'll start with college football. A game coming up here shortly at 11 a.m. The Wisconsin Badgers hosting New Mexico today. The line opened up, I believe, at 37, dropped down to 36.5. The Badgers were favored by. Now it's down to 35 points. Wisconsin at home last week, unable to cover the spread. This week, 35-point favorites once again over New Mexico.
Okay, and who do you got, Paul?
Gotta go with Wisconsin.
You're going to take Wisconsin and giving up the points. Danny, who do you like?
New Mexico.
Yep, and I also am going to take New Mexico and the points.
Well, you guys are scaring me because I've already sent my pick in, and I took the Badgers 35 today.
Well, write it all down. Danny's got New Mexico. I got New Mexico.
You're talking like you did some for real gambling.
Badgers are too nice. They don't whack it up on these
guys.
Well,
that's what I'm
thinking.
Should. They're not gonna try any
just
whacking
like,
it.
Just like last week, you know,
can't whack it up on them.
The thing is that they kind of have to though now in college football. I mean, they dropped a ranking already.
Okay, what's next?
All right, next. Well, let's go with the one that we all want to talk about. I usually would go with this one last, but let's go Bears and Packers, because that line keeps moving all around. It started at like 9. The Packers now just 7-point favorites, yes, after the Bears trade for Khalil Mack.
7-point favorite. Paul, who do you got?
Well, I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm going to go with the Packers.
All right. Paul's got the Packers. Danny, who do you like?
Where's the game played at?
At Lambeau Field.
And it's 7-point spread?
Yep.
7 points.
Packers are favored?
Yep.
Yep.
You know what? The Packers, being as, you know, they don't take the preseason serious at all, and, you know, they have Rodgers carrying a clipboard 99.9. They all come out rusty the first couple games. So the Packers will win, but it's going to be within 7.
Okay. I'm going to take so you're taking the Bears.
Correctamundo.
Okay. And I am going to take the Packers. And, Ryan, who are you going to take?
I'm going with Danny. Same thing. I think Packers win 24-20, so I'll take the Bears to cover.
Oh, I think the Packers will. Anyway.
You always take the Packers.
That's right. I'm a homer. So.
All right. We got Minnesota Vikings. They're at home. Their season opener is against the San Francisco 49ers and Jimmy Garoppolo. The Vikings, that line actually just moved as I'm looking at it. They were 7-point favorites. That one now down to 6.5. The Vikings favored by 6.5 over the 49ers at home.
And who do you got, Paul?
Well, I want to go with the Vikings.
All right. Danny?
Vikings have a great defense, and, yeah, I think they're going to at least one pick on Garoppolo.
Yeah, and I gotta agree. Even though I don't want the Vikings to win, I think they do cover this spread. Yeah, I'll take the Vikings, too. How about you there, Ryan?
Yeah, unfortunately, I hate to say it. I think the Vikings, yeah. I think they get it done.
Okay, who's next?
So next, we have to go down the list a little bit here, and for some reason, this spread just disappeared on me, so I'm sorry. Let me...
He's looking.
Let me pull it up on my phone, because what happened is we got a Monday Night Football game.
Yeah. You got to excuse us, Paul. The first week of this is always a little rough.
Sorry,
but that's
Paul.
All right.
I forgot that the Lions are playing on Monday Night Football.
Oh, there we go.
And so it's the Jets are traveling to take on the Detroit Lions. This is a Monday Night Football game. The Lions right now, no spread on this. Oh, I'm sorry. Here it is. 6.5. The Lions are 6.5-point favorites at home in Detroit, taking on the New York Jets, who are starting a rookie quarterback, Sam Darnold.
Oh, boy. What do you like, Paul?
Well, I think the Lions will probably take it.
Yeah. Danny, you think like that too?
Huh?
You think that Detroit's going to win?
Detroit do have a good defense. Yeah.
And I'm going to go Detroit also. Ryan?
I'm going to take the Jets to cover the points. I think Sam Darnold will look all right, and I think Detroit will win maybe by 3. But I think the Jets might be a little bit better than people expect.
And that's all the games we got in our division, right?
Yeah, that's all we have, yep.
All right, well, Paul, good luck, and you'll be getting your $10 gift certificate to Curly's Waterfront Pub. Have you ever been out there?
I was there last year. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it is a neat place. All right, thanks, Paul.
Hang on the line,
Paul.
Yeah,
hang on the line. We need your address and all that. Okay, thanks. Bye now. Yeah, at Curly's Waterfront Pub, you can find out all their Packer drink specials and all the they get a lot of different specials going on every Packer game, and I think Badger game as well. But you can find out more about what's going on during the games if you go to curlyswaterfront.com. That's curlyswaterfront.com. It's the place to meet, laugh, eat, drink, and just plain old enjoy life. And enjoy watching the Packers whoop up on the Bears. I actually think they are going to – I think they're going to win big.
Think so?
I think they're going to win by at least 2 touchdowns. Yeah, I know the – the Bears got that Khalil Mack guy, but hey, we got Ryan Bolaga. The Bolaga. Almost sounds like caviar, doesn't it? Bolaga caviar.
I think it sounds like a sausage, Tom.
Yeah, like a big sausage, a Bolaga.
Give me a 2-pound Bolaga.
2 pounds of that fresh Bolaga over there,
and
eh?
A pound of cheese. And some of the crackers. We got fresh Bolaga and cheese.
Oh, goodness me. Well, he's got to cover the workload on Mack. Now, this Khalil Mack guy, I guess from what I heard, they're going to be throwing him in on third downs,
mm-hmm.
And they're just going to say, go get number 12. That's what they're basically going to do. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But I think the Packers will do fine. I guess it's time for a break. I guess it is about that time. Now, when we come back, Danny wants to talk a little hunting.
That's right.
And if you got any questions or comments, 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. We'll be right back with more with Danny Bush, me, Tom Neubauer, and Ryan Horvath as the producer, playing with all those buttons over there. We're going to be right back with more of the Midwestern Shooter Supplies Cutting Edge Outdoors.
Welcome back to the Midwestern Shooter Supply Cutting Edge Outdoors, 799-1250. We want to thank you for listening out there in the highways, the byways, the waysides, the boat launches, in your car, in your truck. We've got some people in fire stations that listen to us.
Oh, yeah.
We got some people in police stations that listen to us.
We got police officers listening to us in their car, in their squad cars.
We really can't say that.
Well, they do.
Okay, they do. But thank you for listening, everybody out there. And
goodness. Oh, darn it. My coffee got cold. I had a drink of cold. I'd rather had an ice cube in it. If it's going to be cold, make it really cold. Anyway, so.
If it's going to be cold, make it really cold.
Yeah, yeah. You ever drink iced coffee? You ever have that?
Yeah, I had it for the first time.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. Right. It's not my favorite, but it's all right.
Yeah, iced coffee.
I just don't like those crepuccinos. You know, I mean, they taste really good, but they're so full of sugar and all that stuff.
Oh, that's really good. It's like, it's like
really
hot
good,
chocolate.
But it's like it's overly sweet, I guess. I think when I want coffee, I want coffee, period. Oh, goodness. But you know, one thing, my boys won't let me drink coffee before we go fishing.
Because you got to use the can.
I always got to go to the bathroom a lot. Anyway, so goose season is open. The teal season, the early teal season is now over. Talked to a number of guys that did really good on that.
So,
but
yeah.
The goose is still open, and squirrels and rabbits are open now, right, down
nope,
here?
Nope,
not yet.
Nope. Wrong, El Guapo.
When is that? It's open up north, right?
No, not yet. Wrong. You're jumping the gun, Tom.
It's in October?
Okay, here's what we got going.
What do we got going?
Cottontail rabbit. Northern zone, September 15th.
See, I knew that was coming up.
Yeah, but today's only the 8th.
Yeah, is it the 8th or the 9th?
I don't know. So anyway, southern zone
right here
opens October 20th.
You're right, it is.
And then the squirrels open September 15th. Now the early goose opens September 1st and runs through the 15th, and then you got the regular goose starting. Here's one that you don't think about a whole lot. Crow opens September 15th.
Yeah.
And it goes to November 15th. And then it closes and runs from January 18th to March 20th. Now, why in the wide world, why would they close it?
I don't. Oh, wait a minute. When is it closed, the first closing?
It runs through November 15th. And then from November 16th through January 17th, it's closed.
You know why, maybe?
Why?
Because there's a lot of gut piles out in the woods, and the crows take care of them. Maybe.
Tom,
one of the reasons, maybe. I don't know.
You truly are a genius, my friend. I never would have thought of that.
Hey, you know, in this, you got the new Badger Sportsman magazine there in front of you.
Yep.
And they got a couple of bear articles that I read, which were very interesting. A couple of bear hunt articles.
Oh.
They were good. Yeah, they were very good.
Yeah, we got the new, if anybody out there wants to pick up the greatest Wisconsin outdoor magazine anyway, the Badger Sportsman is chock full of great articles. They really vary it a lot, too. There's something for everybody. It's not all just fishing or all just hunting. It's quite varied and great photographs and so forth. So,
and it's all about Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Everything is Wisconsin-based. Yeah.
Everything's Wisconsin-based
because
we're from Wisconsin.
Yeah. There's an article in there about crappie fishing on rivers, but I don't do much crappie fishing on rivers. I've done it before, but not I mean, I don't specifically go to rivers for crappies, but I suppose if I live closer to the Wisconsin River or something, I would, mm-hmm. you know, but since I don't.
Now, here's a good article by Captain Lee Hausch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a, I've read. He's
a charter captain.
Charter guy.
Lake Michigan.
And he's got a beautiful big bear here. Looks like he got it Florence County. I'm just kind of glancing quick. Anyway, the thing I like about it, he's got a lever action Winchester, it looks like, with the bear. So I'm wondering if he got that with a classic Model 94, although it could be a Henry rifle. They make a lot of different bores.
I read that article, and it was before the bear hunt season. His dad was getting older and all that, and his dad gave him a gun out of his gun cabinet that that Captain Lee was looking at.
The 32 Winchester Special, Model 94. That's what it says.
Oh, maybe it was the other one. Well, maybe that. But his dad gave him a 44 mag.
Wait a second.
Now, it might have been the other bear article.
You're in the other bear article,
might
my friend. Okay.
I was reading it last night. I read a whole bunch of articles.
Here we go. He used his dependable Winchester Model 94 with 32 Special. When I was 11 years old, I got a nice little card from my dad at Christmas saying how proud he was when I was born, and he gave me a nice made in 1960. Which that's what he said on the note. This rifle's almost as old as you are. 32 Winchester Special, and I've still got that rifle. I've saved it. I've got 8 old Winchester silver tip 170 grain. They're classic. They're in the old yellow box with that big silver tip that they had on the old ones.
Yeah,
when they called them silver tip, they were silver tip. I've saved those for my next bear tag, and the next time I pull the trigger, I'm going to send one of those 50-year-old Winchester silver tips into the lungs of a bear.
What caliber is that again?
It's a Winchester 32 Winchester
32.
Special,
yeah.
Which is virtually identical in ballistics to a 30-30.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people that say, you know, that the deer or bear is not going to know the difference whether they got hit with a 30-30 or a 32 Special.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, it's a fine round, and I got plenty of shells. And I think for old time's sake,
all you need is one.
The last time I pulled the trigger on that, I sent a nice 8-point buck toppling over a ridge in Monroe County when it popped up over a ridge and it was looking at me, and I shot dead on at it and caught it in the neck, and it just disappeared. And I've got that buck on the wall, and haven't hunted with the 32 Special since, but I'm saving it for that last hunt. And then I'll probably sell the rifle to somebody who's got a kid they want to give it to.
Because
I have no kid, I'm going to give
it to someday.
It doesn't
have a big kick on it?
No. It's a nice little firearm. So,
Is that open sights?
Open sights. Yeah. First deer I ever shot was running down a ridge. I was 14 years old, and this deer came flying down the ridge, and my adrenaline was sky high. My dad was up on top of the ridge, and I was walking the river, and I heard him blazing away with his 30-06, which sounded like a cannon echoing down. And of course, your heart rate as a kid, heart rate went into overdrive. And I heard him yelling, even as I could hear the deer coming down, he's yelling, "They're coming your way, Daniel." And then I opened up, boom, ba boom, 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 5 shots, and it disappeared. And I shot just like that, boom, ba boom, boom, boom. And my uncle came and goes, "Someone shooting an automatic over there?" And I said, "No, it was me with the lever." He goes, "You can't shoot. Nobody can shoot accurate if you're shooting that fast." I said, "Well, I got the deer.
Yeah,
hit him
deer.
Twice. Last shot hit it in the head." So that was my first deer, a little nut buck.
Oh,
I was so
goodness.
Happy and proud.
Oh, yeah.
That was with the old 32 Special.
You know, that's one thing, Danny, you mentioned, you know, like some people are deer snobs. They only think of anything worth shooting has got big antlers on it, you know. And I'll tell you what, you take a youngster out and they shoot a doe, they're as proud as can be. It doesn't matter how big, if it's got horns or not has horns, it doesn't matter. That kid is going to be just as proud of that animal, no matter what, you know, that they actually got one. I mean, you know what I'm talking about,
right?
People who are,
well,
antler snobs.
Well, again, some of my best shots have been at does or nut bucks flying
sure,
through a marsh, you know
sure.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a monster buck, but I don't know.
And you know, one thing I've always said, you when you're eating them, I mean, you can't eat antlers, and they all taste the same to me.
Well, a monster buck standing broadside as you got a rest from some stand in a little shanty somewhere.
Yeah,
it's a lot easier to hit than one flying through a cattail marsh.
Those would be a hard shot.
Yeah,
I know. I missed a couple like that. Matter of fact, I missed them all.
Oh yeah, I'm throwing some lead in my day and not got nothing.
But you know,
that's why when you do put them down, it makes it all the more.
You know, a lot of these gun clubs are going to be having their sight-ins. Probably, I don't know if it'll be this month or next month, but a lot of them are going to be having their sight-ins where you go and sight in your rifle, making sure everything's okay. Are you going to do that, Danny, or do you already know what it's going to do?
I took my firearms. They're already sighted in, and I'm almost to the point. They always say you should go out before and shoot it just in case. You know, I had that old .30-06 pump I got from my dad, and honest to God, I did not change the sights on that thing for 25 years.
Yeah.
It was always on.
It was always on.
In fact, Dad used to keep it up at his place, and he'd say, do you want me to sight it in? I'd say, nah, don't worry about it, Dad. And I'd go up, get it from him, and go out and shoot a deer. But, you know, once in a while, he'd take a crack, take one shot at the range, make sure it's on. You know, the worst was my Uncle Don. One time he shot a big buck. We went to make a drive by a river, and he stood on the riverbank, and he spotted a deer standing on the other side of the river. It wasn't even part of our drive.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw a big-bodied deer, and he shot with his .300 Savage. And it dropped. So after the drive, we had to go wade across the river. I'm trying to remember. I think we had a little boat at the time. I had picked up this little, tiny little boat that we dragged down to the river. A little skiff.
Little John boat or something.
Yeah. And we went across the river, and turned out it was an 8-point buck.
Really?
He didn't even know it was a buck when he shot. And it weighed over 200 pounds. It was a big buck.
That was a big
but
one.
He hit it in the neck. And we said, were you aiming at the neck? He goes, no, I was aiming at the shoulder, which was like a full 20 inches away.
We said,
oh. And then he goes, I did drop the rifle out of the tree in Minnesota during the season and bent the front sight all the way to the side.
Oh, no.
He said, so I hammered it back so it looked straight, and I took a shot at a tree. It hit the tree, so I figured it was good.
It was good.
That was my uncle.
That's funny.
And he'd never miss.
That's funny. Who do you got on the line? We'll take a quick call before a break.
Don.
Yeah, okay. Hey, good morning, Don. How you doing today?
Okay, this is Don Mosquito, guys. I got a Dan Weston. That's when they broke off, and a 357 Magnum with an 8-inch barrel and a 4-inch barrel. It's got a wooden carved handle.
Very nice.
I think that's worth a few shackles.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. Yeah, nice gun.
And you can actually, as long as the barrel is long enough, you can use a 357 for deer in Wisconsin.
Yep.
Although I did have a friend of mine who, he said he hit one. He said it wasn't too cool. He had to hit one like 7 times. He said he'd go with the 44 Magnum or 41 Magnum, something a little bit.
Guys, I also got a Marlin lever action with a long barrel. That's and a gun they don't make anymore either, 30-30.
Yeah, that would be the old Marlin 336, I think. And the lever-action Marlin was right up there in the Wisconsin deer camps along with the Model 94s.
I shot a lot of deer with that when I was younger.
Oh, yeah, you can imagine.
You got a scope on that thing?
So those are two collectors that I got, I think. Don't you guys think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're sure.
They're always, you know, what you could do if you... If you don't have like a youngster, a relative that you can introduce the sport and hand it on down to, you can always go.
I got 3 daughters.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe get them involved in the sport.
Yeah.
No, they're feminine. They don't like hunting, but I got a couple of grandsons that maybe they'll be interested.
There you go.
Be a good grandpa. Christmas.
Yeah. And teach them the right way, right?
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for
calling.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Congrats on those nice guns.
Have a good one.
Yeah,
yep, take care.
You. Those are some nice firearms. All right, we got to go to break. So,
well, when we come back, I'm going to talk difference Marlin and Winchester.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you want to take us to a break, Ryan?
Take us to a break, Dan, Ryan.
Ryan, we're all here this morning having a good time.
The gang's all here.
Yep, and glad you folks are joining us. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
It's the final countdown.
right. Das ist alles für heute. Well, not quite all for today, but we're working our way there. 799-1250. Thanks for listening. If you have a fishing report, I got a couple things here, Tom, I want to share with our listening audience.
Yeah.
Let's see. They had a meeting about ruffed grouse. And you can go online to the DNR website under ruffed grouse from the 5th through the 12th and put in your opinions. They're talking about possibly shortening the season. So they already had a meeting. I think they had the meeting on September 6th. But now you have until the 12th. So if you didn't make it to the meeting, you can do that. If you're a trout fisherman, they're going to be having a meeting on September 11th at 7 o'clock in Fitchburg. They're talking about possible regulation change on Black Earth Creek, which is a trout stream.
Isn't that the catch and release stream, or maybe...
I'm not sure. I saw some pictures of some people with some beautiful-looking trout. They look like rainbows.
Might be.
Maybe one of our trout fishermen friends can, if they fish that, can give us a call.
I got a question for you, Danny.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the upcoming year, next April? I know it's a ways away, but they're talking about doing online voting for delegates in Wisconsin Conservation Congress. How do you feel about that online voting?
Are you saying people would cheat, Tom, and vote more than once? And
hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
We get a lot of the wrong people voting. What they're talking about maybe, or people have proposed that people voting should have a previous year's license or that year's license or something, you know, to show that they are a outdoors person or sports person or whatever, not that just any Tom, Dick, and Harry or Mrs. Tom, Dick, or Harry can
a non-hunter
go on,
or something.
Yeah, can go on and vote just to
that
change things around.
And the distinct danger that the Russians could hack the election.
Yeah, yeah, we don't, those Russians.
You know, those rascals.
That true coat, you know, that comes from the factory, that true coat.
We might have Tommy, the true Neubauer, colluding with the Ruskies.
I'm colluding or canoodling. I don't know with the Russians.
I got my secret phone number. You know, me and Val, you know, we've done a lot of fishing together.
We got a caller, Al, who could help you out. We got about 1 minute only, though. So
okay. Hi, good morning, Al. Al Shook, Wisconsin DNR delegate. Yeah,
morning,
and we got about Al. I'm talking. Al, stop. Stop. I'm talking to you.
Oh.
Stop, Al.
Now you used the minute up, Tom.
No, I just wanted to let Al know we got about a minute to go, so shoot.
Right. Okay. The online voting next spring is going to be for questions in the book only.
Okay.
And the identifier for the people voting online is going to be their zip code.
That's it?
You can vote three ways. You can vote at the meeting. You can attend the meeting and get a number that can only be used once for online voting. Or you can vote online without going to the meeting, and you have to identify where you're at by your zip code.
Okay.
And that's going to be it.
And that's just for questions.
That's just for questions. Delegate voting will be at the meeting in person.
Good. Good. Okay.
So rest easy, Tom.
I will rest easy. Okay.
All right. Thanks,
you guys
Al.
Have a great one.
Thanks, Al.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye. You
once
know,
again,
I like
Tom
an Al.
Clears. I mean, Al clears things
Al
up.
Al clears things up, because I sometimes get things wrong. Just once in a while, but Al will clear it up for us. Thanks, Al. Do appreciate it. Anyway.
I think we all ought to go to the new North Lake Landing and vote there. Have a picnic, Tom. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we should knock down. That's it. We get somebody out there standing on a stump saying, Scott Walker or whoever the new DNR secretary is, instead of tear down this wall, tear down this fence.
Hey, we'll get you.
Oh,
we'll get you out there leading that charge, Tom.
Yeah, okay. You know, sometimes we digress a little bit on this show, especially towards the end.
Yeah, you're right about
that. But you know what? We always have a good time.
That's right.
And I hope our listeners have a good time with us.
And hopefully our listeners are getting out there for that, getting ready for the big bowl opener.
Yeah.
Get out, take some shots. There's a good article in Badger Sportsman about archery there. Pick it up. Got some tips.
Yeah, and I want to see Ryan with his own sports talk show here right before our show from 3 to 6 or from 4 to 6 a.m.
What's the name going to be?
He could be
Frying with Ryan.
Would you want to do it alone?
Early as hell with Ryan.
What? What's it called?
Early as hell with Ryan.
Ryan's ride.
Now, what would you want to do it with somebody like Billy Schmid?
He'd be the only person I would do it with.
How about
Ryan's
you and
not
Billy. Lion.
There you go.
Unless somehow I could get the budget for Tim Allen.
Yeah.
I only want Billy or Tim, though. Or Bill Michaels.
That would be a great name.
Yeah,
Ryan's not Lion.
I could break my contract with the CEO there.
You could come in.
I can be bought. I got a price, Tom.
Do you?
I
got a price. It's real low. It's real low. Well, I had a good time today, fellas.
Yep, that's all I got.
That's me too.
To all the listeners, thanks for listening. And God bless and stay free, everyone.
You've been listening to the Midwestern Shooter Supply Cutting Edge Outdoors. Go out, do something nice for someone today, my friends. We'll talk to you all next week.